USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A fallen Army officer is the latest recipient of the Medal of Honor.
We're here today to award America's highest honor to a fallen hero who made the supreme sacrifice, Staff Sergeant Travis Atkins.
Atkins was killed in Iraq in 2007 when he wrestled an insurgent to the ground as the man triggered his suicide vest. President Trump says the Republican Party will soon be known as a party of health care. Florida Republican Senator Rick Scott says lawmakers need to figure out why health care is so expensive.
Premiums have gone up, copayments have gone up, deductibles have gone up. We have to make sure people can get health care whether you have a pre-existing condition or not. But we've got to figure out how do we get drug prices down. We've got to figure out how to do that, but the whole delivery system's got to get more efficient.
Scott was speaking there on Fox News. Your final numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell. The Dow fell 32 points to close at 25,625. This is USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course. With the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter. The safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz, vans, born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
Some tense moments for a Southwest Boeing 737 MAX 8 airliner, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The FAA is investigating after a Southwest Airlines Boeing 737 MAX 8 had to make an emergency landing just after takeoff yesterday. That type of plane is grounded from commercial flights after two deadly crashes of the same model killed hundreds in less than 5 months. But this one was on its way from Orlando to Victorville, California, for temporary storage. The crew reported an engine problem after takeoff. They were able to return safely. Southwest is sending all of its 34 MAX 8s to Victorville, where they will be inspected.
Senator Kirsten Gillibrand is releasing her 2018 tax returns to the public. The New York Democrat earned over $214,000 and donated nearly $4,000 to charity, which is around 4% of her income. This is USA Radio News.
At Robert Half, we know finding the right employees is a job in itself, and it's a job we love. You see, Robert Half isn't just a staffing firm. We're people. People who believe in finding the right people to fit your company's needs. Because employees who are a good fit are more productive, more engaged. Finding a great candidate isn't easy. But at Robert Half, we know it's possible. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
The Mueller report says no one in the Trump campaign or organization worked and colluded with Russia in the 2016 presidential election. Democrats want to see Mueller's entire report, and Republican Congressman Ben Klein represents Virginia's 6th congressional district. He tells CBS This Morning, we should be able to see that entire report.
We voted unanimously that the Attorney General should release the entire report. The public deserves to know. $25 million spent, no evidence found of Russia collusion. You know, this is a very, very disturbing that so much was investigated and so much was spent, and, you know, they didn't find a thing. So I'm looking forward to moving on, reviewing the full report, and letting the American people see just how many of their tax dollars were wasted.
The Green New Deal is going nowhere in the Senate. A procedural vote on the controversial climate plan failed on Tuesday. Illinois Democratic Congressman Sean Casten said there's a larger problem here that needs to be addressed.
My skepticism is that I think that both extremes of the political environment fundamentally do not understand climate. And what they miss is that anything you do to lower CO2 emissions means that you're going to burn less fuel and save money.
Casten also says he's introducing a bill later this week.
It is essentially a commitment that we have to keep atmospheric temperatures rise below 1.5 degrees Celsius.
Kasten was speaking there on Fox News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.